我想请弟兄姊妹一起翻开《使徒行传》十三章。
Our sisters, please turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
第三十六节。
Verse 36.
我们只读前面这一段就好。
Just read the first part of the verse.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
在中文这里有两个意思，这句话。
In Chinese, there are two meanings.
一个是大卫在他的一生当中，他都在遵行神的旨意。
That throughout his whole life, he followed the will of God.
另外一个意思，他说大卫，他还是按着神的旨意在那里服侍他那一世代的人。
And in the other words, also he said he served his own generation by the will of God.
今天我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是按着神的旨意服侍，或是按着神的旨意而活。
And this morning I'd like to share with you.To serve the Lord by the will of God or to live for God.
刚才我是很感谢我们领事的弟兄给我们讲了一些关于那一首诗的作者的背景。
I really thank the brother who's the song leader who said about the story of the hymnist that we just sang.
给我们看见一个活生生的例子在那里，这个人在服侍神，按着神的旨意。
See this living example of the person who lives before God and serves God.
而且呢，他一生好像就是为了这个目的而活。
He lives for this purpose alone.
我们知道大卫是我们相当熟悉的一个人物。
We know David is a very familiar person that we know.
大卫一生经历了许多的事情。
And David went through many situations.
而且大卫也写了许多的诗，给了我们许多的帮助。
And David wrote many psalms that really helped us a lot.
刚才我们所读的圣经，圣灵。为他做见证。
And just now, the Holy Spirit also testified to us.
圣灵把他的一生做了一个总结。
And the Holy Spirit concluded with this.
就说大卫的一生都在遵行神的旨意。
And David, his whole life, he lives by the will of God.
大卫的一生是按着神的旨意在那里服侍那一代的人。
And he served his own generation by the will of God.
我不知道还有什么样的一个结论，对一个人的一生的结论比这个更美。
And this is such a beautiful conclusion, and there's nothing more beautiful than this.
而且我们实在是巴望，我们的一生也能够有这样的一个结局。
And we also hope that we have this conclusion also for us.
所以我们今天要来看大卫是怎么样能够达到这样子的一个美好的光景。
So how did David attain to such a beautiful situation?
我们知道大卫他能够一生按着神的旨意在那里服侍，这是一个结果。
And we know that this is the result that he had served his own generation by the will of God.
我们要看就是说什么样的原因能够造成这样的结果。
What causes this to have this kind of result?
我们感谢主，就在使徒行传十三章另外一节给我们看到的原因。
And on the other part of Acts, you see the cause of this.
就是第二十二节。
Which is in verse 22.
这是神亲自为他做见证。
And God himself testified for David.
就是二十二节的后面这一段。
Only the last part of verse 22 of chapter 13.
神说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart who will do all my will.
换句话说，大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
And in other words, David is the one who seeks the Lord's heart.
中文这里的翻译有一点不太准确，好像不容易让我们那么容易抓到它的特点。
And in Chinese, the interpretation is not very easy for us to understand.
这里讲到实际上的意思是说，大卫他一直在寻求神的心意。
It means that David continuously seeks after God's will.
而且因着他有这样的心愿，他在寻求神的心意，所以神让他找到了神所要的，而且他也照着这个神的旨意去行。
And because he has this desire, he's able to do God's will.
换句话说，如果你立定了心志，你想要寻求神的心意，神会让你找到。
Because if you committed yourself to seek after God's will, you'll be able to find it.
这样子，你不仅认识了神的自己，你也认识了神的旨意。
Not only that, you know God Himself, but you also know His will.
我们的主曾经也讲过同样的话。
And our Lord Himself also said this.
在约翰福音第七章，他曾经对那些犹太人说。
And in John, He said to the Jews.
他说：“如果你们立志遵行神的旨意，你们就知道。”这个教训是出于我的，还是出于神的
？If you desire to know what is God's will, you will be able to follow Him.
换句话说，如果你今天想要研究神的旨意，你找不到的。
If you want to study about His will, you will not be able to find it.
在你要找到神的旨意之前，你先要立定心志。
Before you're able to know His will, you have to commit your heart.
换句话说，你必须要先立定心志，你要去遵行神的旨意。神的旨意才会向你启示。
You have to commit your heart to do this, then you'll be able to find it.
神不仅把他自己的旨意启示你，神把他自己启示给你。
Not only that he will reveal his will to you, he also reveals himself to you.
这就是大卫当时的情形。
And this is the condition of David then.
神为他做见证。
God testifies David.
神说大卫是寻求我心意的人。
And David is a man after my own heart.
他为的是凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And who will do all my will.
所以在这里你看见这是原因。
So we can see that this is the cause.
原来我们的人必须要先对。
So our heart has to be right before God.
然后事情才会对。
Then the things will become right.
我们要寻求的乃是神自己的心意。
We have to seek after his will.
我们这样的寻求是为着我们要去遵行。
And we seek his will so that we can follow his will.
结果呢，神为他做见证。
And then God testified for David.
圣灵说他一生都是靠着神的旨意 来服侍。
And the Holy Spirit says he served his own generation by the will of God.
说他的一生都是按着神的旨意而活。
And his whole life he lives for God.
我们如果读从前这些圣徒的传记，我们发觉他们都是这个样的人。
If you read all the biographies of all the saints, they all live like this.
我们知道剑桥七杰。里面的一位 C.T. Studd，
and we know C.T. Studd of Cambridge，
七位剑桥杰出人物里面的一位。
Oh, this is one of the seven Cambridge.
他的一生就在寻求神的旨意，好去遵行。
And his whole life he's seeking after God's heart in order to do his will.
所以他在中国、在印度、在非洲都造成了很大的影响。
So he has a great influence in China, in Japan, and India.
因为他不但寻求到神的旨意，他也认识了神的自己。
Not only that he seeks the Lord's will, but also knows the Lord himself.
所以他的服事产生了很大的影响。
So his service was influenced many.
他虽然死了。人今还在说话。
Even though he died, but now he still speaks.
我们知道，这些 Pen Lewis， 宾路易斯师母也是这样的人。
We know also for Jesse Pen Lewis, she is like this also.
我们知道他，如果你读他的传记，你看见他所寻求的唯一的目的，就是要按着神的旨意而行。
And you read her book, it is also her heart also does the Lord's will.
你看见他是一个认识神的人。
And she knows the heart of God.
因为神不仅把他的旨意向他显明，神也把他的自己向他显明。
Not only that God reveals himself to her, but also his will.
我们知道影响尼托森弟兄很深的何寿恩教师也是如此。
And also the one who influenced Brother Watchman and me a lot is Sister
Margaret Barber.
Margaret Barber.
尼弟兄曾经有一次做见证，就说到了这位姊妹。
And one day, a brother Nee testified of this sister.
他所寻找的，他在读经寻找的都是神的命令、神的旨意，他好去遵守。
And what she reads through the scriptures is to seek the commandments of God so that she'll be able to do them.
还有许许多多我没有提名的这些圣徒，他们的心都是向着神的。
And there are many other brothers and sisters, and their heart is towards God.
他们一直在寻求的不是自己的满足，而是神的心意到底是什么？我们好满足神的心意。
and did not seek their own pleasure, but they want to satisfy God's heart and to do His will.
所以这些人在当代，他们实在是为神站住。
And during those times, these saints really stand before God.
成了神在当代那个活的见证人。
And they become living examples for the times that they're in.
他们实在是我们应当效法的榜样。
And they are examples that we should follow.
我们知道大卫自己，他讲到他这一段的经历的时候，我们可以从他的一篇诗来看得出来。
And when we can through the psalm that David wrote, we can see his experience on this.
我们看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 27.
这是大卫的一篇非常有名的诗篇。
And this is a very famous psalm of David.
里面很多的话我们都很熟悉。
And the many words here we're very familiar with.
我们特别来看诗篇二十七篇的第四节。
Let's Psalm 27 verse 4.
大卫写到说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
大卫在这里不仅是求，而且他仍要寻求。
Not only thatDavid desired of this, but also he seeks this.
换句话，大卫在这个地方不是像我们随便的求一件事情而已。
Not only did not carelessly ask for this.
他知道这件事情对他来讲非常的重要。
This thing is very important to David.
这要决定他的一生的道路。
And it decided the way of path for his life.
他也知道这件事情不容易得到。
It's something that's not very easy to attain.
所以他不但求，他还在寻求。
Not only that he desired this of the Lord, he also seeks.
他要什么呢？他要寻求，他要就是一生一世，他要住在耶和华的殿中，来瞻仰他的荣美。
That he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
在这里，中文是用了“殿”这个字，但实际上英文还有原文都是“家”，就是住在耶和华的家中。
The Chinese says it's the temple, but the English says it in the house of the Lord.
那个后面呢，在他的殿里求问，那的确是殿字。
But the latter part says to inquire in his temple. It is the temple.
所以前面是讲到神的家，后面是讲到神的殿。
The beginning mentions about the house of the Lord, and then the end says about the temple of the Lord.
换句话，他要寻求的是一生一世住在神的家中，来瞻仰神的荣美。
So one thing that he desired and seek is that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
另外他说的，他要在他的殿里面来求问。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
什么叫做一生一世住在神的家中？
What does it mean to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life?
我们知道根据约翰福音第八章，主耶稣讲了一句话。
In John chapter 8, our Lord said,
主耶稣说，奴仆不能永远住在家里面。只有儿子才能够永远住在家里面。
A servant cannot forever stay in the house. Only a son can stay in the house forever.
换句话说，大卫现在在寻求的来在神的家里面，来站在他儿子的地位上。
In other words, David wants to dwell in the house of the Lord as a son.
因为在神的家里面有安息。
Because in the house of the Lord there's rest.
在神的家里面有爱。
And there's also love.
在神的家里面有怜悯，有恩典。
In the house of the Lord, there is grace and mercy.
在神的家里面，他可以天天的瞻仰父神的荣美。
And in the house of the Lord, he can behold the beauty of the Father.
换句话说，他在神的家里面，他能够天天的来亲近神，来与神有交通。
And in the house of the Lord, he has daily commune and have fellowship with the Lord.
我们到哥林多后书第三章讲到一句话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it said this.
他说：“我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光。”
And we with unveiled faces can behold the glory of the Lord.
就好像从镜子里反照，就渐渐变成主的形状。
As if before a mirror, and then we will be
变成他的形状。
It will become his image.
荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
From glory unto glory, as if it is from the Lord.
所以大卫所寻求的乃是在神的家里面，他能够瞻仰神的荣美，然后他能够慢慢的 变成神的主的形状。
So what he seeks, that is, he will dwell in the house of the Lord, that he will behold the beauty and will become like the Lord's image.
不但他能够认识神，他里面有神的生命和神的性格组织在里面。
Not only that he will know the Lord, but also the Lord's life will be worked out in him.
另外一件事是在他的殿里面求问。
And the other thing is to inquire in his temple.
当你来到殿里面是为了敬拜，为的是要侍奉。
You come to the temple, you come to worship and to serve him.
所以大卫是站在一个仆人的地位上。
So David comes here as a servant.
他在这个地方询问神的旨意。
And here he seeks the Lord's will.
所以在这里大卫所寻求的，一方面他是一个儿子，能够亲近神；一方面他是个仆人，按着神的旨意在这里服侍。
Here he comes to seek before the Lord as a son and also as a servant to serve him.
但这一件事情不是那么容易得到。
But it's not something very easy to attain.
所以他在这里求，他也在这里寻求。
So he has desired this of the Lord and also he will seek this.
换句话说，这里是需要付代价的。
In other words, that he needs to pay the price.
我们知道，按照我们的经历来讲，当我们来亲近神，来遇见神的时候呢，我们会有一些难处。
And oftentimes, according to experience, when we want to draw close to Him, we will come across difficulties.
我们知道，我们亲近神的时候，我们常常觉得我们遇不见神。
And sometimes we want to draw close to Him, it seems that we cannot be too close to Him.
因为许多弟兄姊妹常常问，就是说，为什么在我们亲近神的时候，好像我们没有办法跟神这么亲？能够好像跟神面对面。
How come that when we draw close to Him, we cannot come before Him face to face?
因为主的话告诉我们，因为这里有帕子。
And the word of the Lord tells us because there is a veil before us.
你知道我们的天然有许多的帕子阻挡我们与神那种面对面。
Our natural man has many veils that really obstruct us from seeing the Lord face to face.
当然，最大的、最重要的原因是因为罪的关系。
And the biggest reason is that there is the sin.
因为如果我们是活在罪中，神要向我们掩面。
If we live in sin, the Lord will hide His face.
所以罪必须要对付掉。
So we need to deal with our own sin.
而且还有就是我们的天然、我们的己生命、我们的肉体。
And our natural life, our self, our flesh needs to be dealt with.
这个不是我们靠着自己能够做的。
It's not something that we can do by ourselves.
这是神要在我们身上所做的。
This is what the Lord needs to work in us.
而且这是一生的工作。
And it is throughout our whole life.
但主的话告诉我们。
But the word of the Lord tells us.
我们怎么样能够除去这个帕子？
How can we take away the veil before us?
乃是要把我们的心转向主。
It's that we need to turn our hearts toward Him.
所以一方面没有错，我们借着神的恩典，靠着圣灵，借着十字架来对付这些。
And through the grace of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, we need to deal with this.
但是什么时候我们的心转向主，帕子就要除去。
So whenever we turn our hearts towards Him, the veil will be taken away.
所以更多的时候，我们的眼睛不应该看在我们自己的身上。
So many times we need not to use our eyes to look at ourselves.
我们是要应该仰望这位为我们的信心创始成终的主。
We need to turn our eyes upon Jesus who had had accomplished author and finisher of our faith.
换句话说，根据我们的经历，我们每一次想要从我们看我们自己，能够得到我们那个得胜的经历，但我们都发觉我们失败。
If we look at ourselves and we based on our experience, we will fail. We look at ourselves.
但神的话告诉我们，我们应当去仰望他，然后呢，得胜的经历就会跟着来。
We need to look upon the Lord, and then the victorious experience will follow.
另外，我们看见他在殿里求问这件事情也是不容易的。
It's not very easy also to inquire in his temple.
因为按照我们的天然，我们有我们自己的意思。
Because we have according to our natural person, we have our own opinions.
但是在这里，你寻求神的旨意的时候呢，你就必须要放下自己的旨意。
But we need to put down our will if we want to inquire His will.
但是当我们站在仆人的立场的时候呢，神的旨意是我们。要寻求的唯一的目标。
But But as a servant, we need to seek the Lord's will as our goal.
因为服侍神，这是一件非常尊贵的事情。
And it's a very honorable thing to serve the Lord.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音十二章告诉我们，他说：“若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”
And in John chapter 12, the Lord says, "Anyone wants to serve me, my Father will honor him."
但是呢，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Wherever I am, the one who serves me will also be there.
换句话说，我们服侍神的必须是一个跟随神的人。
And the one who serves the Lord will be the one who follows the Lord.
主说，凡跟随我的要怎么样？要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随。
And whoever wants to follow me needs to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me.
所以这是一条不容易的道路。
So this is not a very easy way.
但是大卫没有被这件事情给吓到。
But David is not afraid of this.
因为他说我陈求，然后耶和华，我仍要寻求。
Says one thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek.
因为大卫知道他不愿意放弃。
Does not want to give this up.
这件事情太荣耀了。
Because this is so glorious.
他能够在做儿子，在神的家中亲近父。
And as a son in the father's house, will be able to draw close to the Lord.
让他能够渐渐的变有了主的形象在他身上。
So that he'll have the Lord's image in him.
而且呢，他能够成为神的仆人来服侍神。
And as a servant of the Lord, he will serve God.
而且神要尊重他。
And God will honor him.
当我们在殿里求问的时候，一个很重要的就是我们必须要能够听得见。
When we inquire in the temple, we have to have a listening ear.
很多时候我们有很多的问题，但我们没有答案。
A lot of times we have many questions, but we do not have any answers.
我们是一个发问的人，但我们没有听的耳朵。
We question a lot, but we do not listen, do not hear.
感谢主，大卫寻求，大卫也听见。
But here we find the Lord, he inquires and he also hears.
第八节。他听到神的话。
And in verse 8, he heard the word of the Lord.
他说：“你们当寻求我的面。”
Says, "Seek my face."
所以，当大卫在这里求，也在寻求的时候呢，他听到神对他说话：“你们要寻求我的面。”
And when David desired and he seeks and he heard that God said, "You will seek my face."
大卫马上就有反应。
And David has this.Response immediately.
他说那时就是当他一听见的时候他就说那时我心向你说耶和华你的面我正要寻求。
And when you said seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek.
你看他跟神的关系这样的亲他直接说耶和华你的面换句话在这里只有他跟神两个人。
So here it says that it seems like there's only David and God before him. He's very close to God.
神是鉴察人心的神。
God examines our hearts.
大卫，神知道大卫的心向他是这样的渴慕。
And God knows that David has a heart that is very desiring of him.
所以神在他的一生当中就预备了环境。
And throughout his life, God prepared many situations for David.
从他年幼的时候就在训练他。
Even when he was young, he trains him.
所以你读到第十节二诗篇二十七篇第十节，你就看见神兴起的环境。
So in verse 10, you can see that the Lord brings up circumstances for David.
他说我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
And when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.
所以在这里我们看见，这是神兴起的环境。大卫没有抱怨他的父母。
Here it says the Lord brings up situations, and then David here did not complain to the Lord when his father and mother forsook him.
很多时候，我们的心落在环境的里面，我们起不来。
Many times our heart fall into situations that we cannot stand up.
因为我们的眼睛是落在环境的上面。
Because our eyes were upon those situations.
很多时候我们的眼睛是落在人的身上。
Many times our eyes focus on people.
所以我们没有办法从人的身上出来。
We cannot come out of the situations from the people.
但大卫知道，因着他的寻求，神给他兴起了环境。
And David knows that because he seeks and desires of the Lord prepares these situations.
而且环境常常是从我们最近的，我们的家庭里面开始。
And many times the situations come forth from our immediate family surroundings.
大卫看见父母可以离弃他，但耶和华收留他。
Here it says, "My father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me."
所以当他年幼的时候就被父母放到远方去放养。
So when he was young. His parents put him in a faraway place to shepherd the sheep.
他没有因此而跌倒，反而呢，他更亲近神。
He did not stumble, but because of this, he drew close to the Lord even more.
神向他启示神的自己。
And God revealed Himself to David.
所以他写了许多美好的诗篇，成了伟大的诗人，对我们有极大的帮助。
And he became a very famous psalmist, and his psalms helped us very much.
神也训练他做战士。
And also God trained him to be a warrior.
所以神派了熊跟狮子来。
And the Lord prepared the lion and the bear.
使他能成为一个得胜的战士。
So that he will become a victorious warrior.
我们很难想象一个作诗的人也是一个战士。
You cannot imagine a psalmist to be also a warrior.
常常一个作诗的人心思是很细密，很有情感的人。
And a psalmist oftentimes his feelings of he's full of emotions and very detailed.
但是一个战士呢，常常是一个意志很强的人，很坚决的人，很勇敢的。
And a warrior is often very courageous and has a very strong will.
这两种不同的个性居然同时在大卫的身上出现。
These extreme personalities also occur both in David.
所以大卫后来能够战胜了哥利亚。
So David can conquer Goliath.
但是呢，他一生也是大部分都在逃亡的路程当中。
But throughout his whole life, he was living a life of fleeing away.
这都是因着他愿意寻求，所以神兴起环境来资助他。
Because he's willing, the desire to and seek the Lord, that the Lord prepare many situations for him.
所以他一生的总结就是按着神的旨意而活，按着神的旨意而服侍。
So his conclusion, the conclusion for David is that throughout his whole life, he served God and he followed him.
如果不是这一条道路，我们很容易跌倒。
We're easy for us to stumble if it's not because for this path.
你记得主耶稣在马太福音第七章曾经讲了一段话。
In Matthew chapter 7, the Lord told us this.
马太第七章第二十一节，主说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。”
Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这些称呼我主啊、主啊的人，都是相信、接受主的人。
And those who call the Lord are those who actually believed in the Lord.
这些相信主的人呢，都有永生。
And all these people have eternal life.
都能够进入永生。
You can enter into the eternal life.
但是不一定都能够进天国。
But they cannot enter, they not all of them can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为永生是白白赐给的，天国却是神的赏赐。
Because the kingdom of heaven is God's reward, that eternal life is given by grace.
天国与什么发生关系呢？天国是与神的旨意发生关系。
The kingdom of heaven relates to the will of the Father.
所以他后面讲了，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And those shall enter the kingdom of heaven for those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
接下来他说，到那日，当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name?And done many wonders in your name, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
在这里，我们看见一个非常严肃的事情。
Can see that this is a very solemn matter.
有一般人，他们做了一些事情，在他们自己看，在别人来看，都在遵行神的旨意。
There's a group of people, according to themselves and according to other people, they have done many things for God.
但当他们在见主的时候，他要非常的惊讶。
But when they come to see the Lord face to face, they will be very shocked.
他们准备来接受神的赏赐，结果呢，却得到了责备。
When they were about to receive the reward, they received the rebuke instead.
这里给我们看见，我们不能够以做神的工来代替我们顺服神的旨意。
You can see that we You cannot replace following God's will by doing God's work.
他说在那日，这一天是什么哪一天呢？就是我们要到基督台前的那一天。
What is this day that when we come before the judgment seat of God?
所以当那一天主在责备他们的时候，一切都太晚。
In that day when the Lord rebuked them, it will be too late.
换句话说，我们不能等到那一天，我们才发觉我们所做的都是枉然的。
We cannot wait until that day to realize that everything that we have done is of no use.
如果这样子就太迟了。
It will be too late.
换句话说，我们每一天都必须要活在神审判台前的亮光底下。
So every day we need to come before the light of the judgment throne of Christ.
主这边特别提到了传道、赶鬼、行异能。
Here it says that prophecy, healing, cast out demons, and done many wonders.
在我们来看，这些都是非常神圣的工作。
It seems that these are all very great deeds for the Lord.
但是中文这里告诉我们说，主说他们在作恶。
But here the word says that they are practicing lawlessness.
英文是说不法的事啊，不法的事呢也是作恶的事 ，doing evil things.
Do evil things or lawlessness.
弟兄姊妹，我们谁敢说赶鬼行异能是在作恶事呢？
How can we say that to prophesy, cast out demons, and do wonders, these are all evil things?
我们谁敢说传道是在做恶事？
We can say that when we preach sermons, we're doing evil things.
但主说这是恶事。
But the Lord said these are evil things.
为什么？
Why?
因为是恶人。
Because we are evil doers.
所以不是事情的问题，是人的问题。
It's not the issue is not of things, but of the people, the persons.
在原文这里讲到他们是不法的人。
Here it says that they are lawless people.
什么叫不法呢？就是不按着神的旨意，不按着神的规则来做事。
They do not do according to the will of God or according to His way.
所以今天如果我们人不对，没有按着神的旨意做，我们传道、赶鬼、行异能都是在作恶。
We're doing evil things when we not do by His will. When we even do the cast out demons or do wonders.
我们如果按照神的旨意来做的话，厨房的工作、baby sister 的工作，主看的是神圣的。
And even if we do His will, and even we serve at the tables or do babysitting, we're doing His will.
主说：“我从来不认识你。”
And Jesus said, "I do not know you."
换句话说，主不是在那一天才说我不认识你们。
The Lord doesn't say them until that day. He said He doesn't know you.
从他们在传道、赶鬼、行异能的那个时候，主就已经不认识他们了。
At that moment when they preach the gospel or cast out demons, the Lord said He does not know them.
换句话说，主不称许他们。
The Lord does not recognize them.
这些人在做的时候不知道。
And these people, they do not know that they do these.
所以他们才会问问题：我们不是奉你的名做这么多的事情吗？所以他们不知道。
They do not know. They ask the Lord, "Didn't we do these many things in Your name?"
最可怕的事情是说，当他在做的时候，主已经不喜悦、不称许了，他还不知道。
And it's a shame that when they're doing this, they do not know it.
换句话说，圣灵常常在提醒他们，圣灵常常在里面忧愁，他没有感觉。
And many times the Holy Spirit is grieving, and but they do not know and do not have the sense.
为什么圣灵的感动，这些人没有感觉呢？
Why does the people are not touched by the moving of the Holy Spirit?
因为我们的心常在外面的事物上面，我们跟神的关系已经慢慢疏远。
And because our heart is a lot focused on the things rather than.Focused before the Lord.
所以当神从天上喊叫的时候，我们只不过以为在打雷。
And when the Lord actually rumbles, we think that there's only just the lightning and thunder.
所以在当时，神是用圣灵那微小的声音在提醒他们，但是他们不听，听不见。所以到后来，主就说：“我明明的告诉你们。”
And before the Lord.Speak to them in a still small voice, and now the Lord said, "I will declare to them."
而且主怎么说？他说到那一天，有许多这样的人是要被主责备的。
And there are many people at that time, at that day will be rebuked by the Lord.
我们很难想象，今天如果你看见一个人在赶鬼。
And it's very hard for us to imagine when you see someone casting out demons.
一个人在这里行许多的异能。
And doing many wonders.
我们会觉得他们实在是神的仆人。
And we feel that they are really the servants of the Lord.
但是主说在这么多人里面有许多的人将来要受责备。
But here there are so many people and in that day will be rebuked by the Lord.
这能够不让我们警醒吗？
Does it cause us to be watchful and alert?
主在这里说到这些话的时候，之前他就提醒我们，要怎么样预防这样的情形发生。
And before the Lord says this, He warns us how we can, we will not do these things.
他就特别就提到你要防备假先知。
Says to beware of the false scribes.
换句话说，我们很容易受到一些不正常的教导，把我们引偏了路。
In other words, we're so easy deceived by the incorrect doctrines and teachings.
好像有些教导没有把我们带到里面生命的路，而把我们带到外面工作的路。
There are many teachings that lead us to do the works, the outside works, and not lead us to the inner life.
你知道假先知所讲的话。不一定容易分辨。
The words of the false prophets is not very easy to discern.
因为容易分辨，你就不需要防备了。
If you can easily discern them, then you shouldn't just not as then you can be beware of them.
不容易分辨的原因就是说，它有一部分是真理，但有一部分呢不是，所以你就模糊了。
It is not easy to discern because some could be true, as could be the truth, and some may not be the truth.
我们知道主耶稣曾经讲了一些像当时跟随他的门徒讲了一些话，这些话门徒听了以后说，这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples. His disciples said, "These words are hard. How can we understand and follow them?"
所以从此有许多的门徒就离开他了。
So many of his disciples left him.
但主好像并不介意，并不 care.
The Lord did not care about this.
主不会因为人不喜欢听他这个很难听的话，他就不讲。
And the Lord, because the people did not like to hear them, that he stopped talking about them.
因为主如果只讲好听的话来讲的话，他到今天还没有被钉十字架。
The Lord only talk about the things that people want to hear. He will not be crucified on the cross.
为了让这个话容易听一点，所以很多人呢就会把。这个话加了教进去。
And because want to have the words to be easier to be understood, people put in leaven in it.
换句话说，我们可能为了让一个东西好吃一点，我们就加了教，让它发起来比较松口，好吃。
And to make the things taste better, we oftentimes put leaven to make it rise up and make it more soft.
东西好吃了，但是营养就没有了。
We become more delicious, but then the nutrients are gone.
所以当初讲了这些话以后，门徒离开了。他转过来对他的跟随他的门徒说：“你们也要走吗？”
And when the people left him, and the Lord turned back to his disciples and said, "Do you want to leave me also?"
但是彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们还跟随谁？”
And Peter said, "You have the words of the living truth. Who shall we follow except you?"
永生的道。是神的道。
The living word, it is the word of the living God.
我们不能光传一些兴旺的福音，而不提十字架。
You cannot just share about prosperity gospel and not talk about the cross.
我们不能光讲神的爱到一个地步，忘了神的公义。
You cannot just speak about the love of Christ, the love of God, and not talk about His righteousness.
失去了圣洁的生活。
So we will lose that the way the righteous life.
所以他说你要防备假先知，因为他们外面是羊皮，里面就是残暴的狼。
So beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节讲到。
And in John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said.
他盗贼来是要杀害、偷窃与毁坏。
When thieves come, they come to kill and to destroy.
但是我来的是要叫羊得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
When I come to give life and to give abundant life.
所以他是主教我们要防备这样的教训。
And Jesus said to beware of these false teachings.
然后他说，蒺藜上岂能摘葡萄呢？ 荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
And says that, how can you gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
我们知道荆棘啊，它结出来的果子是黑色的果子。
And you know that thorn bushes, they have black berries.
你从远看的话，很像葡萄。
From far away, you think that they may be grapes.
但是你不能吃这个果子的。
They cannot eat the fruit of the thorn bushes.
所以主说，在荆棘上你怎么能够摘得到葡萄？
So Jesus said, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes?
棘藜的果子哦，你如果去注意的话，棘藜的果子很像无花果树还没有成熟的那个果子一样。
The fruit from the thistles also look like figs that are not ripe. Right.
这些都是外面好看，但是里面没有生命，没有供应。
They look beautiful on the outside, but inside they have no life.
因为荆棘跟棘藜是人堕落以后的产物。
Because thorn bushes and thistles are actually the product of when man has fallen.
但是葡萄跟无花果都是迦南地上的丰富。
The grapes and figs are the abundant from Canaan.
荆棘和棘藜代表我们肉体天然的好。
The thorn bushes and the thistles actually talks about the good of the flesh.
看起来是从神来的，但是没有办法供应。
It appears that it's come from God, but it cannot give life to people.
葡萄和无花果是迦南的土产，代表基督那测不透的丰富。
And the grapes and figs are the produce of Canaan and relates to the abundance of Christ.
所以一个能够只是好看而已，一个是能够提供真实的生命的供应。
One is just as outward beauty, and the other can give you inner life.
所以主提醒我们要能够分辨。
So Jesus reminds us to be able to discern this.
让我们不仅仅是注意这外面的，更要注意里面。
Not only just to pay attention to the outward, but also to pay attention to the inward.
让我们那种服事是从里面开始的。
So our service will be from the inward.
从生命开始的。
From life.
怎么样能够到达生命的路？
How can we go on this way of life?
所以在前面主就讲到，引到生命，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Also says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
所以主在这里叫我注意，你要进窄门，还要走窄路。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to pay attention to enter by the narrow gate and to go in the narrow way.
我们知道，在好几个福音书里面都提到有一个少年官。
And in many of the Gospels here also mentioned about this young official.
他是一个很有追求的人。
He's someone who seeks after God.
所以他来到主的面前，他说：“我要做什么事才可以得永生？”
And he comes to what Jesus said, "What shall I do to obtain eternal life?"
我们知道他是一个没有启示的人。
And we know that he is one who does not have God's revelation.
因为永生是神的赏赐。
Because eternal life is given by God.
你要接受和相信就可以。
When you receive and accept it, you will obtain it.
但是他虽然没有启示，但他很有追求的心。
Even though he does not have the revelation, he has the heart of pursuit for God.
所以他想要做什么事情，让他能够赚取这个永生。
He said, "What shall we do so that he can get this eternal life?"
主就说叫他遵守命令。
And the Lord said that you need to keep the commandments.
主实际上是要让他知道他没有办法守。
The Lord wanted to know he cannot keep all the commandments.
但因为他没有启示的缘故，他就说他的诫命他都遵守，从小就遵守。
And because he does not have revelation, he said he has already kept the commandments ever since his youth.
主觉得他很可爱。
The Lord felt that he was very loving.
虽然他看不见，虽然他没有启示。
Even though he cannot see and does not have the revelation.
但他有要的心。
But he has this heart of wanting.
所以主说，你如果要做完全。
And the Lord said, if you want to be perfect.
所以现在主要开始讲到完全了。
The Lord talks about perfect.
因为主要讲到国度的问题。
Talks about his kingdom.
所以主说，你要做完全，要变卖一切所有的。
If you want to be perfect, you need to sell all your possessions.
给那些贫穷的人。
For the poor.
然后你要来跟随我。
And come and follow me.
所以这个人当然就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他产业很多。
And this person was grievous because he had many possessions.
然后主就说：“财主进神的国，何等的难！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易。”
It's very hard for the wealthy to go into the kingdom of heaven, but it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle.
主在这里提到了天国。
Here, Jesus talked about the kingdom.
你看前面少年官是问的永生，在这里呢就开始讲天国讲国度了。
And the young official talks about eternal life, but Jesus talks about the kingdom.
讲到骆驼要穿过针的眼，你看这个门实在是个窄。
So see that this is a narrow way, the camel to go through the eye of a needle.
这样门徒就听了就不知道该说什么，他说这样谁能得救啊。
So the disciple said, who can be saved? It is very hard.
但主讲了一句话很重要，他说在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And Jesus said it is, it's impossible for man, but it's possible for God.
换句话说，你要进窄门靠着我们自己做来
的。 If you want to enter the narrow gate, you cannot do it by yourself.
你要靠着我们自己走窄路，我们也做不来的。
You cannot do this to enter into the narrow gate by yourself.
我们应当要靠着神。
You need to follow and trust in the Lord.
如果我们要靠着神的话，怎么做呢？叫祈求。
And how can we do this? Only by asking the Lord.
所以主在前面就讲到，你要祈求，你要求。他说：“你们求，就给你们；寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开。”
And it says, the Lord said, verse 7 says, "Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find."
所以我们要找进对门。走对路，你必须要靠神。而你靠神的话呢，就是你必须要祈求。
And to trust in God to enter into the narrow gate and enter into the narrow way, you have to ask.
所以当你求的时候，父神就要把更好的东西给你们，就是真理的圣灵。
And when you ask, the Lord will give you the better thing, which is the Spirit of life.
所以你看到马太福音讲的
Spirit of truth.
马太福音第七章讲到更好的东西，到了路加福音十一章就讲到圣灵。
And here talks about the better thing, and in Luke talks about the spirit of truth.
所以如果不是借着圣灵，不是借着我们祈求神给我们圣灵的话呢，谁能够进窄门？谁能够走窄？
And when we ask that the Lord give the spirit of truth and will be able to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
所以主在这里给我们一个倚靠的生命，一个倚靠的生活。
So here the Lord gives us that we need to trust Him and have a life to trust in the Lord.
所以在这里给我们看见。
And here we can see.
主给我们预备的何等的完全。
And what He prepared for us is so perfect.
我们如果按照神的旨意而行，我们必须要进窄门跟走窄路。
We need to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way to do His will.
他也知道我们没有办法进窄门跟走窄路，所以他告诉我们需要靠着圣灵来带领我们。
And it's impossible for us to walk the narrow way unless we ask and have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
他说只要我们求，只要我们能够依靠他，他就赐给我们圣灵，哎，他赐的圣灵是没有限量的。
When we ask, it will be given to us, and the Holy Spirit that gives to us is without any limit.
问题是我们常常不知道怎么求。
Oftentimes, we do not know how to ask.
那主在这边做了一个比喻。
And here, the Lord gives us a parable.
我们所求的都是我们应当求的，都是我们日常生活需要求的。
Oftentimes, we ask for our daily needs, our daily things that we need in life.
我们平常最需要的就是饼跟鱼。
Oftentimes, the things that we need the most is bread and fish.
所以他把我们摆在儿子的地位上来求。
And as a position of the son, we ask for this.
所以他谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
So if we ask for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children?
一个地上的父亲，尚且知道拿好的东西。给儿女，何况天父呢？
And the father knows how to give good gifts to the children on earth. How much more will your father who is in heaven give you good things to those who ask him?
问题是常我们在属灵的事情上我们常常乱求。
Oftentimes we carelessly ask for spiritual things.
因为我们不知道我们在求什么。
We don't know what to ask.
所以很多时候我们实际上在求石头，是神给我们饼。
Oftentimes we ask for stones, but God gives us fish.
我们还为着我们的祷告没有受答应，我们来抱怨神。
We often complain to God when our prayers are not answered.
你知道谁会在你求饼的时候给你石头？
Who will give you a stone when you ask for a fish?
你知道只有撒旦，对不对
？Only Satan.
主撒旦曾经魔鬼曾经对主说：“你肚子饿了，你就把这个石头变成食物来吃。”
And Satan said to Jesus, "Why don't you change this stone to bread and to eat?"
所以撒旦常常把石头给我们，但是我们的父神常常把饼给我们。
Satan often gives us stone, but our Father often gives us bread.
我们常常求到最后求到了蛇。
Sometimes we ask and we pray and we got serpents.
我们知道蛇都是有毒的，会陷害我们的，带着诡计的。
And oftentimes you know a serpent has poison and often will trick us.
但神把更好的给我们，把鱼给我们。
But God gives us the better thing, gives us fish instead.
我们知道石头是没有生命的。
You know that stone does not have life.
没有生命的是不能供应人的。
And if there's no life, it cannot have any provision.
没有生命的是不能够让我满足的。
And if there's no life, it cannot satisfy us.
神给我们饼。
God gives us bread.
能够供应我们日常的需要跟属灵的需要。
For our daily provision and for our spiritual provision.
蛇会害我们，但是鱼对我们有帮助。
The serpent will harm us, but fish is beneficial for us.
鱼说到一种生命，能够胜过周遭死亡的环境。
And fish talks about a life that can overcome the death around them.
你看，鱼的周围都是死水，但是鱼能够逆流而上。
Talks about the fish around them. The waters are all dead waters, but they can go against the waters upwards.
换句话说，很多时候我们真是神要我们求。但是我们不会求，就我们求到的都是对我们是有伤害的。
Oftentimes God wants us to ask, but when we ask, we have asked, and then we often ask for things that harm us.
但是感谢神，他给我们的都是对我们有帮助的，能够供应我们生命，让我们生命长大，而且让我们能够胜过周围的死亡的环境。
Oftentimes He gives us the fish. It's beneficial for us and can overcome the circumstances that around us.
他就把最好的给我们。就是圣灵。
And gives us the best, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵才能够引导我们，带领我们走正确的路。
And the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us in the correct path.
但这里不仅讲到祈求，也讲到寻找。
Not only says to ask, but also says to seek.
你就看到大卫也是在这里寻，他在那里求，他也在那里寻找。
Here also David, he also asks and also seeking.
求常常是一个一般的事物的求，但是寻找呢就比较专注了。
Ask, you ask for things generally, but seeking is to seeking a very specifically.
当我们求的时候呢，我们得到了圣灵，之后我们就知道怎么样去寻找。
When we ask, we are given the Holy Spirit, and then we will know how to seek.
我们现在知道应当寻求寻找什么呢？他的国和他的义。
And then what is need you need to seek, which is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
很多时候我们读中文的圣经的时候有一个错误的想法。
When we read the Chinese version, we often have this misunderstanding.
我们以为是在求，就像祷告这样求，主啊，你把这个你的国和你的义给我。
Oftentimes we say we need to ask for His kingdom and His righteousness.
但这里的求不是祷告的求，这里的求是寻求的求，是要付代价的求。
But this asking is that you need to pay a price.
换句话，这里的寻求，神的国跟神的义，是你必须要付代价去追求的。
And God's kingdom and His righteousness, you need to seek and you need to pay a price in order to find it.
我们知道神的国就说出了神的掌权。
God's kingdom talks about His authority.
我们要寻求的来是圣灵在我们身上掌权。
We need to seek that the Holy Spirit can have His authority in us.
我们所寻求的神的国，代表就是说，神的旨意在我们身上要能够行得通。
So that His will can be accomplished in us.
当我们这样子让 让神让圣灵在我们里面掌权的时候呢，我们有了这样子里面的光景，外面就能够活出他的义。
When we let the Holy Spirit has the authority in us, then we can work out the righteousness through us.
这样的义胜过文士跟法利赛的义。
And this righteousness is above the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
因为文士跟法利赛的义是自义。
Because the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees are self-righteousness.
而神的义是神的生命在我们里面向外的流露。
But the righteousness of God is His life manifesting out to us outwardly.
然后有了寻找就寻见之后呢，就要叩门。
And when you ask, it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, and then you will knock, and it will be opened to you.
当你叩门，门开了，开了什么门呢？窄门给你开了。
When you knock, it will be opened to you. What does it open? The narrow gate.
所以开了后面所谓的窄门，我们可以进入。
So that we can enter into the narrow gate after it's opened.
开了门才是开始，路却是一生的。
When you open the narrow gate, it's just the beginning, and when you enter it and walk in it, it's your whole life.
后面的路要怎么走？
How do you walk in this way?
主讲了一句很特别的话。
The Lord Jesus said this very special
word. 马太福音第七章十二节。
Matthew 7 verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎么待你们，你们也要怎么待人，因为这是律法和先知的道。
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
主好像突然插进了一句不相干的话，但是意义却非常的深远。
It seems that the Lord put in this, this verse doesn't relate to anything, but it has a very deep meaning.
我们常常正好把这句话颠倒过来，你们要怎样带，意思就是说你们不像主所讲，主讲的话很清楚，他说你们愿意人怎么带你们，你们必须要先去带他，而不是说因为人这样带我，所以我要这样带别人。
And oftentimes you often read it backwards. The Lord says whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
主为什么要在这里讲这句话呢？
Why does the Lord need to say this?
而因为这是律法跟先知的道理。
And because this is the law and the prophets.
马太福音二十二章三十九节四十节那边特别主给我们做了解释。
And in Matthew tells that the Lord made this explanation.
他说什么是律法和先知的道理，就是爱。
What is the law and the prophets? It's the love.
因为有律法师来问他诫命中哪一条是最大的。
Because what is the greatest law?
主说首先第一条就是尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神。
And the greatest commandment is that you need to love the God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul.
而其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And then to love your neighbor as yourself.
这是律法和先知的道。
And this is the law and the prophets.
换句话说，整个律法跟先知呢，总结成一个话，一句话，就是爱。
So the conclusion of the law and the prophets is love.
所以主现在告诉我们什么叫做爱。主要让我们知道什么叫做你们愿意人怎么带你们，你们也要怎么带人。
And says whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
所以主自己来启示给我们。
So the Lord reveals Himself to us.
我们知道讲到爱的时候，我们晓得圣经上第一次提到爱，就在创世纪二十二章。
And the first time the Bible mentioned about love is in Genesis chapter 22.
你就创世纪二十二章特别提到亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
And here it mentions about the offering of Isaac by Abraham.
这里第一次提到爱是神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地区。
This is the first time mentioned about love. It says, and God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac.Whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering, one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
神借着亚伯拉罕给我们看见什么叫做爱。
And through Abraham, God let us see what is love.
我们知道亚伯拉罕不止一个儿子，其实他有好多个儿子。
Abraham has many sons, not just Isaac.
以撒之前有一个儿子，以撒之后还有好多个儿子。
Before Isaac, there is a son, and after Isaac, there are many other sons.
但是神在这里特别说，你带儿，你一个带你的带你儿子，就是你独生的儿子，也是你所爱的儿子。
And here God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
那很多时候我们听了神的话，我们可以混过去，但神的话很清楚，就是以撒。
And here you cannot be very careless. Here God said, it is Isaac.
我想，我们都知道后面发生的事情。 这件事情对亚伯拉罕是一个极大的挑战。We
know the things that happened. It is a great challenge for Abraham.
我想亚伯拉罕情愿他自己献为燔祭，他还保留他的儿子。我想这是亚伯拉罕的心。And
Abraham's heart rather wanted himself to be the burnt offering and to keep his son alive.
但是神要让他看见什么叫做爱。But
God wanted Abraham to see what is love.
神要让亚伯拉罕看见什么叫做你愿意人怎么样待你，你就怎么待人。And
God wants Abraham to see what you want men to do to you, and you also do to them.
所以神在这里做了一件事，让亚伯拉罕认识这个爱的道理。So
here God did something so that Abraham can know what is the way of love.
所以当亚伯拉罕拿刀的时候呢，神就禁止了他。And
when Abraham started to kill, use the knife to kill his son, angel stopped him.
在创世纪22章12节里面特别提到，他说：“现在我知道你是敬畏神的人，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。”Since
for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
在这里给我们看见“敬畏神”这个字有一个新的解释。So
you can see that there is a different level of explanation of to fear God.
就是没有留下任何东西。
So you have not withheld your son or anything to God.
这叫做敬畏。This
is to fear God.
然后亚伯拉罕就举目看观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。Then
Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a man, a ram, caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram. And offered it up for a burnt offering instead of a son.
这里他看见了一只公羊，就是神的羔羊。Here
he saw a ram, which is the Lamb of God.
就是指的我们主说的。And
it talks about our Lord Himself.
这里看到他有两个角。So
there is
两个horn。There's
two horns.
角就说到了他刚强的能力和神性。And
talks about his strength and his
能力，神性，和神性，divine nature。
换句话说，我们的主神的羔羊，他满了神的性情，满了神的能力。And our Lord, the Lamb of God, is full of the divine nature and also has the strength of God.
现在却扣在稠密的小树中。Now
he's caught in the thicket by its horns.
甘愿。 道成肉身，把他自己拘禁在人的身体里面，不从十字架上下来。Is
willing to become in the form of man and willingly does not want to come down from the cross.
所以在神在这里告诉我们，他要叫亚伯拉罕知道怎么样献以撒吗？神就把先做了一件事，他把他自己的儿子献上。And
here he let Abraham see how he actually offered his own son to be as a sacrifice.
所以什么叫做爱呢？什么叫做你愿意人怎么带你们，你们要怎么带人呢？神就把他自己的儿子先为我们舍上。So
what is love and what is what you want to do to people so people can do also to them is that the Lord himself offered himself for us.
现在我们怎么走这条路？
So how do we walk on this way?
这条窄路怎么走？
How do we walk on this narrow way?
因为所赐给我们的圣灵 把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。And
through the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ has been poured out in us.
基督让爱在我们激励我们，让我们知道，一个人既替众人死，众人就都死了。And
this love constrains us, and when one person died for us, he died for all.
叫我们活着的人不再为自己活，而是为了替我们死而复活的主活。That
we live for the one who had died and resurrected for us, not for ourselves, but for the Lord who has died and resurrected for us.
原来进窄门跟走窄路不容易，但是神的爱在这里激励。
it's difficult to walk the narrow way and enter the narrow gate, but there is the love that encourages us.
爱能够折服，甘心情愿的为他而活。
And love can overcome us to live willingly for Him.
只有在这条爱的道路上，我们愿意寻求他的旨意，按着他的旨意来走这一生。
In this way of love, we're willing to live for Him and to go and to live for His purpose.
愿我们因着他的爱，我们就轻看羞辱。
And because of this, we're willing to overlook the shame.
愿这个爱激励我们，我们的一生在他面前能够走得正直。
And this love will restrain us so that we can walk on this way.
我们低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.